الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you doing? الحمد لله. How is the audio? But he's okay. All right, very good. Jazakumullahu khayran. Walhamdulillah. Inshallah, let us get started. We will be picking up today from Bab in the Bab Mansubat al-Asma, the chapter of the Mansub Isms. We are going to be studying today al-Dharf, Dharf al-Zaman wa Dharf al-Makan. All right, before we do that, let's try to remember how many mansubat did Ibn Ajrum list. He miscounted a little bit, but that's okay. Do you remember the number? He said 15. Very good. That's exactly what he said. He said 15. But when we counted it, it actually was 14. Remember? Do you guys remember that? There's a bit of a discrepancy in his counting and the actual figure. But that's okay. You know, like I showed you, you could count, you know, in a way where it turns out to be 15. But that's not the point of our discussion. I'm just going to say, like, you know, when we counted it and listed it, we found it to be 14, correct? Okay. Now, let us go to the top of Mansubat al-Asma. The first thing in Mansubat al-Asma, what's the first thing that he lists in Mansubat al-Asma is Maf'ul bihi. Ahsanti, Sister Mahdiya, very good. Maf'ul bihi, right? Maf'ul bihi is the Maf'ul that receives the action. This is the Maf'ul that we know, right? What's number two? Do you remember? That's what we did last time. Number two is the masdar. Very nice. It is the masdar. And the masdar, as we saw, was the masdar of a fi'l. It's mansub. And it is coming to emphasize the meaning of the fi'l. Right? It's coming to emphasize the meaning of that fi'l. So those are the two things that we had covered. Now the third and the fourth on the list is what we're going to look at today. ظرف الزمان وظرف المكان. What is ظرف الزمان? This is the ism that denotes time. Ism that denotes time. ظرف المكان is the ism that denotes place. All right. So I think that is pretty. The definition wise, it's pretty straightforward. We've seen a few examples of this as well. So inshallah, it won't be extremely challenging. The concept is not like super new, but as you learn, it has some interesting, nuances, inshallah. In terms of the five W's and H, remember the five W's and H? Who, what, where, when, why, and how? What does ظرف الزمان address? Well, ظرف الزمان addresses, let me just get to the point where we are. When and where? Ahsant, right? It talks about when and it talks about where. That's the two like questions that the ظرف الزمان answers. When, that's the makan, and when, that is the zaman, correct? Okay, now, I am going to, so ظرف الزمان, ظرف الزمان answers the question of what? Question of when. Very good. ظرف المكان answers the question of where. Perfect. Okay, so that is in essence what the what these two are doing. Let us look at what Ibn Ajrum is going to say. Now, I will warn you. I'm going to ask you to review Mansubat Marfu'atul Asma with me as well. You'll see how. You will see how. All right? But I want you to be ready for that. Yeah? Okay. I was doing it with the morning class and it caught them off guard. So they were, I think, a little, you know, it was like a cold start. You know, the cold start of a car was kind of like that. So I'm trying to warn you. Get ready. Okay. What does Ibn Ajrum say? Let's see if you have a volunteer who can read for us. Radhanish, how about you? Somebody who's that? Assalamu alaikum. Wa salaam, brother Musa. All right, let's do it.
Okay,
inshallah. Bismillah.
Darfur Saban. Oh no, Darfur Nas.
Darfur Sabani.
Okay. Can you a little bit magnify it if you don't mind?
Of course. Sorry, let me just make it bigger.
Yeah, sakalah.
All right.
Yeah, therefore.
Start with maybe Babu, right, from the chapter of.
Oh, okay. Because your picture is holding on Bab, so I can.
Oh, is that okay? Okay, now how about now?
Therefore.
How about now?
Yeah. Yes, very good. Bab ul darf al-asaman wa darf al-makan.
Very good. The chapter of darf al-zaman and darf al-makan, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Darfu zaman huwa ismu and asamani and al man subu bi taqdiri fi nahwa ayyoma wal layla wa qad wa tan wa bukratan wa saharan wa qadan wa atamatan وَسَابَحًا وَمَسَاءً وَأَبَدًا وَأَمَدًا وَحِينًا okay. وما أشبه ذلك.
Excellent. أحسنت. يا brother Musa, بارك الله فيك. That was awesome. MashaAllah. جزاك الله خيرا وبارك الله فيك. That was really, really nice with the chapter of ظرف الزمان and ظرف المكان. Ready, people? All right. Well, he says, Zarfu zaman, i.e. zarf of time. Huwa means he or it, right? Huwa, it is ismu zamani al-mansubu. ism al-zamani al-mansub. All right, before we translate that. Ism al-zamani al-mansub. All right, I would like you to help me with the i'rab of this sentence. Ready? Okay. What type of jumla is this? This is a jumla.
Ismiya.
Okay. Mubtada. Mubtada is.
Ismu.
Mubtada is. Huwa. Very good. Mubtada is huwa. All right. Mubtada is huwa. Khabar. Khabar is ismu. Very good. Ahsantum. Okay. Is there like some sound interference or something? Or is it okay now?
Okay, yeah, nice.
Like a dull humming, okay. How about now? Yeah, I'm gonna actually, but Musa, I think there's like a little bit of background coming, if a noise coming from your background, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, just mute you, and then if you don't mind typing, yeah? Or unmute and then type. Okay, is that okay now? All right, very good. All right, so we have Mubtada and Khabar. All right, Mubtada and Khabar. What about Ismu and Az-Zamani? How are these two? How do you explain this? Ismu Az-Zamani. Ahsantum, mashallah. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Very good. Ismu mudaf, az-zamani mudaf ilayhi. Okay, what about al-mansubu? What about al-mansubu? Ahsant, ya brother Danish, mashallah. Manu'ud na'at. Very good. How so? What's the manu'ud? Az-Zaman, well, the status of Az-Zamani is majrur. Al-Mansubu is marfu'. Ah, Ahsan, brother Asif. It is, in fact, Ismu. Is Ismu marfu'? Yes. Is Al-Mansubu marfu'? Yes. Okay, status. Number, Ismu is... There's what? Singular. Very good. Al-Mansubu is? Al-Mansubu is singular. Very good. What's the plural of ism? The plural of ism is? Asma. Very good. And what's the plural of Mansub? Hint, it's the title of the chapter, not this one. Mansubat, right? Very good. Okay, very nice, right? Okay, so number checks out. What about gender? Huh? What about gender? Gender, is it ismu and mansub? Okay, so what about the gender? Is it both masculine? Yes, alhamdulillah. What about type? Al-Mansubu is definite for sure. Is Ismu definite as well? Yes. Alhamdulillah, right? This is definite. Ismu is also definite because Ismu is mudaf to a definite ism, which is Az-Zaman, right? Correct? And that is why it is matching in type as well. So it will actually be Ismu Man'ut. And the na'at is al-mansub. So it is a adjective, a describe, as a qualifier for the word ism. Now you notice The mudaf mudaf ilayhi are not to be separated. Okay? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi are not separated by anything that comes. Nothing can come between mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay? Whereas man'ud na'at can be separated. And as here you see, the man'ud and na'at are separated by a word, ismu zamani al-mansub. Alright? So, and then bitaqdiri would be your related. Yeah? Would be your related. Thus, the translation of this is, ظرف الزمان هو, ظرف of time, comma, it is, اسم الزمان المنصوب, أي اسم المنصوب, the منصوب اسم, الزمان of time. You see how this is manud na'at right here, right? And time here is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi because of the of. Ah, mansub ism of time. Bitaqdir, with the estimation. Taqdir means estimation. Let's look at the word taqdir in a sec. And the estimation of fi in the word. Okay. Let's look at first what is it that Ibn Ajrum is trying to say. What he's trying to say is that when you have a dharf zaman, the meaning has a in it. Like it has, you know, it's happening in time or in a place. See, that's the idea. That's how he is not defining it, but he is giving you like a best practices type, not to call it a rule, but a best practices statement. Most of the dharf zaman and dharf makan can be explained this way. It's time, like the meaning has in it. Okay. Now, by the way, in is implied. Correct. The in, the fi. Very good point, Mr. Mahdiya. The in is implied within the meaning. Okay. That's a good point. Jazakallahu khairan. I'll make this here like that. Okay. When you have dharf zaman, the meaning has an in it. The in is implied within the meaning, in other words. Okay. By the way, taqdir, we translated that as estimation. Let's look at taqdir. Can you tell me the root letters of taqdir? The word taqdir? Qaf, dal, and ra. Very good. Okay. Now, this, do you know which family this is from? Family 1, 2, or 4 of those three? Family 2, Ahsan Bada Asif. Well done. It is family 2. What is the past tense? What is the past tense from those root letters? Qaddara. The past tense would be qaddara. Very nice. Right. Present tense. Yuqaddiru. Yuqaddiru. Because the family two is like this. The ya. As a dhamma. Yuqaddiru. Chop, chop. Not qadar, no. Ahsant. Yanka Ali. Qaddir. Qaddir. And then you have the masdar. What is the masdar? Taqdiran. Mashallah. Very nice. Taqdiran. That's your masdar right there. Bi taqdir. And the one, the actor, al. Al-Muqaddir, very good. And the acted upon Al-Muqaddar, very good. Al-Qadir is a name, yes. What is the meaning of Qaddara, Yuqaddiru? It means to estimate something. It means to distribute something. Okay? Taqdeer, as in the context of your destiny, of course, it is Allah distributing your or mine or anybody else's decree, right? Or His decree to people. But it also means to estimate something. وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ in the Quran as well, you find it, and the meaning of estimation as well. Okay? So بِتَقْدِيرْ, that this is actually a grammatical terminology. When you say بِتَقْدِيرْ فِي, it means that the estimated meaning of it or the implied meaning of it is so on and so forth. So that's what تَقْدِيرْ here means. It is implied within the meaning. All right? Now he's going to give us examples. What are the examples he's going to give us? He's going to give us the examples of the following words. Ready? Al-Yawma. What does Al-Yawma mean? Al-Yawma means... that would be Al-Yawmu. Al-Yawmu would be the day. Al-Yawma means today. All right? So here's the thing. Idharf zaman is what? What is the definition? Dharf of time, it is the mansub ism. Correct? Are you with me? It is the mansub ism. When the ism is mansub, al-yawma, it has a specific meaning of time. Like something is happening in that time. So, for example, Al-Yawmu. This would be what? The day. You would have, without the Al, Yawmun. Yes or no? Or you would have Yawman. Or you would have Yawmin. This would be a day. Very good. But when you say Al Yawma, that becomes today. It becomes today. So if I say ضَرَبْتُ زَيْدًا الْيَوْمَ That means I hit Zayd today. Why can't we hug Zayd? Zayd is miskeen. He's the whipping boy of Arabic grammar. He is the guy who is, you know, unfortunately was chosen for this role. Start a GoFundMe. Alright. One other interesting thing. Okay. So I hit Zayd today. The meaning of in is implied. And that is the meaning of Dhar Zaman. Okay. One more thing I'd like to add to this as a wrinkle. Ready? If I was to say Yawma without Al, but without Tanween. You with me? Yawma without... without what? Without Al and Yawma without Tanween. People, please, this is important. If I say the following, Yawma, and then I say something after it. Yawma, let's say, Darabtu Zaydan. Tell me again. Yawma is without, is mansub, without what? Without al, without tanween, right? Okay. This means the day I hit Zaid. The day I hit Zaid. Maybe you want to say the day I hit Zaid, he cried. Okay. So, Yawma Dharabtu Zaidan, the day I hit Zaid. And maybe you continue saying whatever else you have to say afterwards. But you see how in the meaning modifies slightly. The day I hit Zaid. Okay? This is about the word al-yawm, today. Okay? It could be the day, al-yawmu. Could be a day. Okay? It could be today. When it is a dharf zaman. And it could also be dharf zaman here. I'm going to highlight this actually. This is your dharf zaman. Okay? Dharf al-zaman. And if you're wondering why I'm doing this, it will become clear when we do the Quran example, inshallah. Okay? This is dharf zaman. This also, is it mansub? Is it? It is, right? This also is dharf al-zaman. It is as long as it is a mansub ism of time. All right. With the meaning of in it. Here you see, in the day I hit Zaid. In today. I hit Zaid in today. That is the idea behind it. Okay. By the way, when you get to the Quran example, I'll explain that part there. Let's move on to the next one. The next one is what? Al-Laylata. What is Al-Layla? Not the name of a girl. Layla with the Alif Maksura. This is Layla. No, Sister Madhya. Not today. I hit Zaid. That will be Al-Darabtu Zaidan Al-Yawm. That one is that, huh? Okay. Very good. Correct answer. Al-layla is actually tonight. Al-layla is tonight. Very good. Ahsan Badan is there, huh? The night would be al-layla. If I want to say the night, how would I say? The night, how would I say it? Tell me, people. Al-laylatu. Very good. Al-laylatu. For example, Laylatul Qadri. Right? For example, Laylatul Qadri. Yes or no? Khayrun min alfi shahr. You with me, people? All right. Al-laylata, though, by itself, as a word, it means tonight. All right. What about ghadwatan? Any guess of what ghadwatan is? Ghadwa, closed. Very good, Sister Saliha. In the morning. Ghadwatan is morning. Also, ghuduwan is in the morning. Something that happens in the morning. All right, both of them have the same root letter. I can see ghain, dal, and wow. Yes, but something that happens in the morning. All right. Now, next one is bukratan. Bukratan means bukratan actually means early morning. Early morning. Now, if you're saying tomorrow, you're probably saying from the colloquial sense. Yes? Colloquially, you know, if you ask like somebody who's Arab, like, what are you doing? When can we go? And he says, bukra. What does he mean? Everything is bukra, as obvious. He means tomorrow, right? Now, but in classical Arabic, in medieval Arabic, Bukra is actually early morning. Now, it could be early morning, like any early morning, like in early morning, or in early tomorrow morning. Okay? So, for example, the Prophet ﷺ said, Burika li ummati fi bukuriha. My ummah has been blessed in its bukur. Ba, kaf, and ra. What does that mean? In the early times of the morning. So, the early time of the morning, like after Fajr, for example, those are blessed times. That's where the word comes from. Bukur, which is like, you know, early morning, the time of early morning. Okay? And Bukratan is used as the dharf al-zaman. You with me, people? You also, by the way, this root letters, you have a fi'l from it too as well, right? You know, if you make the fi'l from this, ba, kaf, and ra, family two, bakkara, yubakkiru, tabkiran, al-mubakkir, that's the one who's early. Like the Prophet says on the hadith about Jum'ah, man bakkara wabtakar, right? Waghassala waghtasal. Have you heard that hadith about Jum'ah? Wamasha walam yarkab. The person who bakkara, he was early, wabtakar, and again, he was early, emphasizing that he is early for Jum'ah. وَغَسَّلَ وَاغْتَسَلَ. He took a bath for Jum'ah. And also, you know, in the case of like spousal relationships, you know, caused his spouse to take a bath as well, right? Then, مَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ. Came walking but and did not ride. And دَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ. Came close to the imam and he, you know, sat and listened, then that person has the ajr of, for every footstep that he took, the ajr of a year's fasting and qiyam. Okay? This is authentic hadith, by the way. It's a very, obviously, a powerful hadith to show how important Jumu'ah is and how important coming to Jumu'ah is and how preparing for Jumu'ah is just as important as coming to Jumu'ah, right? But all that aside, the point of the example is bakkara wabtakar, from the same root. Coming early, probably after like Fajr, probably after just Duha time is over. Okay? You with me, people? Next word is saharan. Saharan. Can you think of a word that you know that is from these root letters? All right, sihr, ahsan, sister Umariam. Sihr, desert is sahar. I don't know, maybe. Any other words? Hint, fasting. Suhoor, ahsanti. Suhoor, right? Is it from the same root letters? So suhoor is at what time? Early morning, right? It's actually Sahara Ahsanta wa Salim. It's actually before Fajr, right? It is pre-dawn, isn't it? Yes or no? So Saharan is actually pre-dawn or night. That's what Sahar is. The time of Sahar is pre-dawn night. Just before Fajr or last third of the night, etc. etc. Okay? You with me, people? All right, Ghadan. Ghadan, I think some of you might know. Ghadan is tomorrow. Very good. Ghadan is tomorrow. Okay. Atamatan. Atamatan. It's a mouthful. This is a hard one to know, but that's okay. Atama is late night. Isha time. It's the time of Isha. Atamatan. Okay. This is, I put a link here to Al-Ma'ani. Al-Ma'ani is a good site. I think we should start to reference it more and more. Atama, it says, look at that. Atamatul Layl, Zalamu Awalihi. What does Zalam mean? Zalam. Dha. Dhalam is the darkness, right? Shade, huh? Is the shade. Okay, or darkness in this case. The darkness of awalihi, of its beginning. Dhulm is related, absolutely, because al-dhulmu dhulumat, the injustice, which is the same root, is darkness, right? It is darkness on the Day of Judgment. Dhalamu awalihi, it is the shade of the beginning of the night. Ba'da zawali nur al-shafaq, after the zawal, the disappearance of the light of al-shafaq. What is al-shafaq? فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقْ وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ in the Quran. Anybody know? Shafaq. The redness. Ahsant, ya Badash. The redness of what? The redness at Isha time, right? Or post sunset. Right? Very good. In fiqh, this is the indicator that it is still time for Maghrib. And when the light of a Shafaq disappears, then it becomes time for what? For Isha. Right? That's the actual definition of Isha. Okay, very good. So this is actually that time, late night, Isha time. You could say that this is like the earliest Isha time, like the beginning of Isha time. That is Atama. I think it's according to the majority of the scholars, yeah, Badansh. I don't know anybody actually who differs about that. But I haven't read it too much. For sure, the Hanbali opinion is the Zawal Nur al-Shafaq is when it is Isha time. Okay, and look at it. He says, Waqtu Salat al-Isha. It's the time of the prayer of Isha. وَثُلُثُ الْأَوَّلُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ بَعْدَ غَيْبُوبَةِ الشَّفَقِ. It is the first of the third of the night. Right? So if you divide the night into three parts, this is the first of those three parts. Right? So like, you know, you pray Isha and the Prophet would pray Isha in the first third of the night, then sleep a little bit in the second third, and then wake up and pray Tahajjud in the last third of the night. So this is that, right? And the last third is probably the Sahar time, right? So that is Atama, all right, people? Allah Atama. Let's move on to Sabahan. Sabah al-Khair. Morning, very good. Morning, right? And you would say, actually, in Arabic, Sabah al-Khair, correctly, even today, because you're using good morning, exactly. You are using it as a dharf of zaman. And then masa'an would be still used, huh? It's night. Or more precise, excuse me, it is evening, right? Masa' al-khayr, right? Or adhkaru sabahi wal-masa', the remembrances of morning and evening. Very good. These are the words. Where they come from? All right. Excellent. Abadan. Abadan. This one we should know. Oh, abadan. Abadan. Abadan, okay. Good. It is used as never. Excellent, Brother Salim. If I use it by itself, someone's like, do you drink, I don't know, tea? You would say abadan. You mean never. Okay? But that's in a context of you like replying in like a negative way, right? Like a negation way. Okay? Other than that, it means forever or eternity. Other than that, it means forever or an eternity, or what feels like an eternity, by the way. Eternity or feels like an eternity. These are all the meanings of abadan. Okay? But yes, abadan also means never. That is correct. If you are responding with negation. All right. Amadan. This is also in the Quran. يَوَدُّ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. Surah Ali Imran. That on the Day of Judgment, a person will wish that there is between him and his actions. This is the criminal. He will wish that between him and his actions, there is an amadan ba'idan. A what? A long distance. I.e. an eternity. He would wish that there is an eternity between him and his actions. When used as dharf zaman, it is talking about eternity. If you're using it as a makan, then you're talking about a distance between two objects. Yeah? Okay. Amadan also is an eternity. Very good. Heenan. Heenan. Heenan is? Heenan is, oh, close, minute, very good time. Ahsan, this is with that. Heenan is a period of time or when something happens. Ba'da heen, after a period of time. I forgot the ayah, subhanAllah. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أَحْسَنْتْ Brother Musa. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ in the ayah of Surah Baqarah, talking about the idea of righteousness, right? The idea of righteousness. Here, حِينَ الْبَأْسِ الْبَأْسِ actually means war. حِينَ at the time, when at war a person is patient, they don't run away, they don't panic, they don't, you know, like have like a meltdown or something. In difficult times, being calm, right? That is virtue. That is actually part of virtue. In difficult moments, when others would break, you're calm. That is part of al-bir, of virtue, of righteousness. Heen comes from that. Okay, so excellent. I'm glad that, mashallah, you are able to now take a word and think of examples from Quran yourself, which is really the, like, that is the active learning, right? That needs, that's when Arabic takes root, right, in your mind and inshallah in your heart. And that requires that processing of reading Quran and trying to, like, piece together what we learned to what the Quran is saying. All right. وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ and what is similar to it. All right. Let's finish ظَرْفُ الْمَكَانِ and then we'll do the example that is that we have today, okay? Alright, وَظَرْفُ الْمَكَانِ Ready? ظَرْفُ الْمَكَانِ is هُوَ اسْمُ الْمَكَانِ الْمَنْصُوبِ It is the mansub ism of a place with the estimation بِتَقْدِيرْ fi, with the estimation of in, the implied, i.e. implied meaning of in. Is it very similar to the definition that went before? It is almost identical. The only difference is Ismul Makan, right? Ismul Zaman Al Mansub, Ismul Makan Al Mansub bi taqdiri fi, right? Okay. So that is that. Walhamdulillah. Zaman, excuse me, it is for time. Makan is for place. Let's look at examples. All right. It's, by the way, same I'rab, right? Huwa mubtada ism khabar mudaf mudaf ilayhi and man'ut and na'at. Yeah. All right. Very good. Jazakumullah khairan. Okay. Nahwa amama. What does amam mean, yeah, people? Amam. Amam is someone who's in front. Excellent. What's a word that you know that is close to the word amam? Imam, because the imam is standing in the front. Yes? All right, very good. Also, in front of something, right? Amam, right? If I say amam al-masjid, I am in front of the masjid. Quddam al-masjid, I am in front of the masjid, right? That's what it is. Yes? Okay. Khalfa. Khalfa is behind. Very good. Khalfa is behind. Right? Also behind is wara'a. Also behind is wara'a. Both of these are words for behind. So he has front, behind. You see how that's how he has it listed out. Okay? Wara'a dhahri. Right? Excellent. Behind his back. Right? فَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ Miskeen thinks he can trick Allah and the angels by hiding his hand behind his back. وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ But then, of course, that's a, you know, that mentality is a mentality of a person who didn't understand the reality of life and the next life and still doesn't understand, thinking he can get away with, like, trickery. Of course, it will be completely fruitless. All right. Fawqa. Ahsant, excellent example, Danish. Fauqa. Fauqa. Fauqa is above, right? I was trying to like give you guys a hint. Alright. Very good. Tahta. Tahta is under or below. And this is a very high frequency dharf in the Quran. Why? Strange question, but let's see if you know. Or how is it high frequency? Ah, jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Rivers that flow in Jannah, right? Described as below, right? Below the Jannah. Jannatin tajri min tahtiha. So this is, subhanAllah, something to behold on the day, inshallah, in Jannah. We ask Allah to allow us to behold that sight. How does a river flow in a way that is flowing and is beneath the surface, yet you are able to observe it? It is, something, Allahu Alam, I haven't read this anywhere, but I think it's really something to, like, capture the majesty. Like, if you were like, you know, like a picture speaks 1,000 words, like, this is like a picture. Like, look, this is how the rivers are. Can you imagine everything else besides it? How can you capture other things, the pleasures, if we just take a snapshot of Jannah and all you see is rivers that are flowing in a way that's under the earth or under the ground, yet visible, yet accessible. It's a truly majestic place. There are other tafsirs of it too, by the way, but this is obviously the dominant tafsir. Tahtiha al-anhar, under the ground or below the surface. Okay, very awesome. Mashallah. Inda, we know Inda. Inda is... Both are correct answers, near or with. Very good. Okay, what about Ma'a? Ma'a. Ma'a is with. Very good. Okay. Ma'a is with. Excellent. Okay, now you have the next three. Iza'a, Hida'a, Tilqa'a. All three of these. I'll actually write this. I didn't write it before. Hey, where is it? Iza'a, Hida'a. By the way, in like some Arab dialects, Hida is actually slippers. Not just dialects, actually, in classical Arabic too. These are all in like the direction of something. For example, in the Quran, فَلَمَّا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. The people of A'raf, the people who are sitting, basically they're awaiting their judgment on the Day of Judgment, and their good and bad are equal. Good deeds and bad deeds are essentially canceling each other out. Now they're basically like left to wonder what's going to happen to them. So Allah describes how their faces are turned, تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ, looking at the people, the inmates of the fire of hell. And then Allah quotes that they're making dua, that oh Allah protect us from them, even though they know the people of the hellfire, i.e. in the dunya they probably hung out and whatnot, right? So they are asking Allah, oh Allah, because we know them, don't put us with them. Tilqa'a, and the Quran says, of course, that they are enter into paradise by Allah's mercy and grace. Tilqa'a and all the others, Iza'a and Hida'a, means in the direction of. Okay? And then you have Thamma. Thamma is the same as Thumma, right? So Thumma means then. However, Thamma means there. Thamma means there. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا in Surah Insan. Surah number 76. Yes, right? when you see, thamma, there, ra'aita, when you see there, i.e. in paradise, ra'aita na'iman wa mulkan kabira, you will see all sorts of blessings and a great kingdom. Alright, thamma with the fatha there, huh? Tha, thamma. Alright, huna, by the way, also, this is not on the list, but hunaka is there, and huna is here. Very good. Huna is here, and hunaka is there. Okay? Alright, so that is the Zarf al-Zaman and Zarf al-Makan. Okay. Now again, this is a list he mentions. Ma ashbah dhalik. It's not an exhaustive list, but what we'll see now are some examples from the Quran. Ready? The point is it is a mansub ism of place or time with the estimation of in mansub ism. That's key there. All right. Now let's look at this ayah. Ayah number. What is this ayah from? Surah Ghafir. Surah 40, I believe. Zid.net. All right, look at that. That is the right place for it to be. All right. Surah 40, ayah 46. An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduman wa 'ashiyya wa yawma taqumu as-sa'atu adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadda al-'adab. This is an involved ayah, people. You got to be ready for this one, huh? Are you ready for this one? It's an involved ayah in many ways, in the Arabic and also in the tafsir and aqidah. Okay? And it's inshallah going to be worth the study. All the ayahs are worth the study, but this one, we have some good lessons to learn from it. Okay? Ready, O people. All right. An-naru. What is an-naru? An-naru is the fire. Do you know the gender of an-naru? What is the gender of an-naru? The gender of an-naru is feminine. Very good. Okay. Oh, Brother Sadiq. It is a feminine. Yes. Okay. Good. Keep that in mind. An-naru, the fire. Yu'raduna. Yu'ra. Luna. All right. Let me tell me the root letters of yu'raduna, please. And I'm going to actually split the view so we can keep the ayah in front of us. Just give me a moment here. While you can write the root letters, inshallah. What are the root letters? Al root. Mahia. Okay. All right. So. Let us go to correctly identified. You all have correctly identified. It is Ain, Ra, and Dad. Yeah? This is not to be confused with Hamza, Ra, and Dad. What is with Hamza, Ra, and Dad, by the way? Ard, which is the earth, right? Or land. Okay, good. Don't confuse the two. Arada is not as the same as Ard. Okay, two different things. All right, root letters of that. Okay, let us open up Hanswear. Where is Hanswear? Okay, and we will search for what? Ain, Ra, and Dad. And what do we get when we search for Ain, Ra, and Dad? All right, tell me, folks. There's two possibilities, right? There's aruda, huh? And then there's this one, arada. Tell me the past tense and the present tense and the command and the master. Four things from this, please. Okay, let's start with the past tense. What is the past tense? Oops, hold on. The past tense is arada. That one is obvious because it says right there. All right. Very good. What is the present tense, O people? The present tense is look at the I. R2 has to have a kasra, yeah? So it's going to be what? Arada ya'aridu. Ya'aridu. Cannot be your, unfortunately, because it's family one. It is family one, not family four. Yes or no, people? Ra-da, right? That part is clear, right? Ya-ri-bu. This is a good tajweed exercise too, because there's a ayn and the ra and the da. All three are difficult letters to say. Ya-ri-bu. Okay. All right. Ya-ri-bu. Command tense. Chop, chop. No, command tense first. Yeah, Brother Danish. Ah, ahsantum. Ahsantum. Well done. I'rid. Yes? I'rid. Excellent. Okay. What is our mustar? Mustar is listed there. Ahsant. Arlan. Arlan. Not to be confused with Arlan, which is the earth. Okay. The one, Al Fa'il, the actor. Al what? The actor is Fa'il. No, Fa'il. As in, fa is the first root letter. Fa is the first. Ah, very good. Al-a-rid. Very nice. Al-a-rid. Yes. Now, the acted upon. Maf'ool. Where the fa is your first root letter. Al you're making family four, Brother Danish. That's family four. Al ma'rud. Huh? Yes or no? That's family. Family one. Yes. What does it mean? That's okay. This was a little tricky one, but that's all right. This one is to become visible. Okay. Yes or no? To become visible. Yes or no, people? Tell me. All right. Now, I want you to tell me. Oh, we'll come to that. I want you to tell me, what is the harf jar that's used in the ayah along with the fa'il? Harf jar. What is the harf jar with the fa'il? Arada. Harf jar is ala. Very nice. Ahsant. Right here, right? Alayha. Okay. So we got to find arada with the harf jar ala. Okay. We need it with arada ala. That's what we want. Yes or no? Okay. What is that? Well, let's look for it. Can you see where that might be? Right here, yeah? You see that? Ala. Yes or no? So what does arada ala means? It means to show, demonstrate, present, set forth, display, exhibit, right? So arada ala, we'll say is to, you know, like present slash exhibit. You with me, people? Yes or no? Now, is your raduna? Is your raduna the same as ya'riduna? Is something off here? Passive. Ahsant. Okay, the same is when harf jar will sometimes transform the meaning of the fi'l, right? You have arada, which is something to become visible, right? But depends on which harf jar is used after, the meaning could change to something else. Here in this case, with ala as the harf jar, the meaning of the fi'l is to show, so it's from the semicolon here, yeah? To show, to demonstrate, to present, set forth, display, etc., all the way up to here, this semicolon. Lay, put forward, or etc., right? So even like ala is to propose something. So all of these are meanings that are found in the usage of the word when the harf jar is ala. Is that clear, inshallah? And in, as you can see, yes, exactly. And as you can see, ala is right here in the fi'l. Now, salla ala. Yes, exactly. If only that miskeen, that clown could read the Hanswear, right? Right, like, yo, it's written by Hans Weir. It's not written by anybody else, all right? So, that is that. Okay, arada ala, right? Now, what's interesting is, this is to present or exhibit. Now, yu'raduna is not ya'riduna, right? Ya'riduna is not yu'raduna. What's different? Ya'riduna, yu'raduna. There is a dhamma on the ya. Yes or no? And why? What is the dhamma on the ya? And R2 having a fatha? Passive. Okay. So turn arada into passive for me. I told you this is an involved example. Passive. Let's do it. U. So first the past tense. U. Ri. Ba. Correct? U. Ri. Ba. Dhamma, the dhamma in the beginning and kasra on R2. In the present tense, dhamma in the beginning and fatha on R2. So what will that be? Dhamma in the beginning, always dhamma in the beginning. So that's easy. Okay, then what? Yu'radu fatha on R2, yeah? To be presented, yes? Exhibited. People, you with me? All right, now, inshallah, let's go back to the ayah. Ready? All right, let's go back to the ayah now. Oh, where is it? I know it's time for Maghrib. We've got to break in a little bit. Let's got to get to a point where we can stop. All right. An-naru, as in like, finishing up a point here. Yeah. All right. An-naru yu'raduna. Now translate yu'raduna. You can even put yu'raduna alayha together. How about that? Yu'raduna alayha. Let's put the whole thing together. The fire is presented. No. They are presented. They are presented. Yeah, yu'raduna, they, right? Yu'raduna, they are presented to it, right? Or upon it, but presented to it. You see, like in the hands we're here, it would be display to something, right? Or someone. Correct? Okay. So presented to it. Ghuduwan. Ghuduwan. Morning. Right? In morning. Wa ashiyan. And at night, right? In at is kind of the same, right? In morning and or at morning. Like I'm using it interchangeably because I just want to, like, fee is the meaning here, right? There is no da, right? Because it's not al, just morning. Morning and evening, right? You with me, people? So far, so good. All right. Now, when we come back, inshallah, we're going to look at وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. It's going to be, inshallah, fun afterwards. All right. جزاكم الله خيرا. We will take a break for Al-Maghrib and then be back right after. جزاكم الله خيرا. We're back. Alhamdulillah. If I can just get somebody or a few people to type, can you hear me? Yes, inshallah, to the answer. All right. Walhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khayran. Let's pick up from this, from where we left off. Yes? An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya. Let's write the running translation of this. If I can actually have everybody send it to me, from this part of the ayah to this part of the ayah. If you can send that, and I've made it so that's like, it'll go directly to me. So no need to worry about people judging your translation, inshallah. Please send that over. Jazakumullahu khairan. The running translation, like the translation of the whole sentence, would be a good way for us to restart. They are presented to the fire morning and evening. Excellent. Ahsan, Brother Asif. Good translation. They are presented to the fire in the morning and in the evening. Okay, very nice. Ahsan, Brother Salim. They're presented before the fire of hell morning and evening. Ahsan, very nice. So just translating the whole sentence here. Very good, mashallah. The fire they are presented to. They are presented to it. Huh? Morning and evening. Ahsan, Sister Saliha. Well done. MashaAllah. Very, really good translations. I really like them. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right. I'm going to turn it back so that everybody can just type as they see. The fire. The fire. An-naru. They are presented to it. Morning and evening. Yeah? Okay. Let's do the i'rab of this sentence. Before we move on to the next sentence, yeah? Because I think the i'rab of it would be quite interesting and related to the point that we're trying to study. Okay? An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya. What type of sentence is this, O people? This is a jumla ismiya. Very good. Right? Jumla ismiya. Excellent. I don't know what happened to my thing here. Yes, there it is. Alhamdulillah. All right, it is a jumla ismiya for sure. Okay, what is the mubtada? Mubtada is al-mubtada is an-naru. Very good. Ahsantum, jazakumullahu khairan. That is great. What is the khabar? The khabar is jumla fi'liya khabar. Yes, yes, alhamdulillah. What is the jumla fi'liya? That's really the whole thing. That is a jumla fi'liya. Excellent. Barakallahu feekum. This jumla fi'liya has a fi'l, but what type of fi'l does it have? It has a passive fi'l. Very nice. Jazakumullahu khairan. And that would be yu'raduna. Okay, what is the next thing that I look for? Fa'il, close. Passive doer, ahsant. Na'ibul fa'il, right? Na'ibul fa'il. Passive doer. What is the na'ibul fa'il here? That is al... What is it? Al-wow. Very nice. It is the wow, right? Because they is wow. The they is always going to be wow. Present or past, yeah? Don't be scared to say, inshallah. Is there a maf'ool? I.e. maf'ool bihi. Is there a maf'ool bihi? We can do, I can actually, let's post put it host only. So now you can say whatever you want. It's coming to me only. Maf'ool, yes or no? I.e. maf'ool bihi. Correct answer is... Now if you type the answer, it'll just come straight to me. No one's going to see it. So just type as you feel like. The correct answer is no. Yes, there is no maf'ool. Okay, is there related to the fi'l? Yes or no? Yes, related I think is easy. That is alayha, right? Harf jar ism majrur. Okay, but there is ghuduwan. What is ghuduwan? Ghuduwan is dharf. Az-zaman, yes? Right? And that is ghuduwan. Very good, mashallah. That's awesome. Ghuduwan is dharfu zaman. Okay, what about wa'ashiyan? What about the waw? What is waw? Waw is harf atf, right? That is the waw. And then what is the ma'tuf? Connected to ghuduwan. What is connected to ghuduwan? Ashiyan. Very nice. Do you see how that makes sense, inshallah? So I'm really, really happy, alhamdulillah, that nobody said ghuduwan is maf'ul. Yeah? I'm going to turn it back so everybody can just chat together again, alhamdulillah. So no one said, alhamdulillah, that maf'ul is ghuduwan, because it's not. It's not the recipient of the action, is it? The maf'ul is the recipient of the action. This is not the recipient of the action. It is the ism, the mansub ism, that tells you the time, right? The time that something is happening. I'm laughing at Brother Danish's comment that he sent privately. It is hilarious. Brother Danish, you're mashallah. No, message. Why is it worse messaging directly to me? It's supposed to be where you can say it without the fear of being judged. Okay? I'm not going to judge you. Or, you know, like... So just, that was the idea. Okay? I'm trying to help you, like, participate more. That's all I'm trying to do. All right. So that's great, mashallah. يُعْرَضُونَ عَلِيهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيَّا. Now, what is the difference between غُدُوًا وَعَشِيَّا versus غُدُوًا عَشِيًّا? Brother Asif, that's a great question. What if there was no wow here? Ghuduwan ashiyan. Wallahi, that I would don't know. I don't know. That is a good question. I would have to look it up a little bit more. Manud na'at, it won't be actually, because manud na'at have to be, like the meaning has to be like related. It can't be opposites. Like you can't say this is a tall, short man, right? That it doesn't work that way. It has to, like, manu nat has to be a logically possible, right? It would then be probably two dharf zamans, right? It will be two dharf zamans instead of one, which is totally fine. Meaning wise, what's the implication? I don't know what to say about that. But excellent question, Brother Asif. That's an excellent thought. Okay, so we're good with this. Let's go back to what we were looking at with the ayah or with the word yawma. Remember, al yawma means what? Al yawma means today. Very good. Al yawma was today. Okay. Now, without al, without tanween, mansub yawma is what? The day something happened. The day something happened. Is this that? وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ Is this that? Yes or no? The day تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ Yes or no? Yes, absolutely. It's the same thing, right? Look, this is يَوْمَ مَنْسُوب without al, without tanween. This is يَوْمَ مَنْسُوب without al, without tanween. Correct? It could be something happened in the past or something will happen in the future. Both things, right? So as we'll see. It could be both. So let's look at يَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ, right? Let's look at this part. وَيَوْمَ وَيَوْمَ What does وَيَوْمَ here would mean? And the day, let's say, when. تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ Right, the day, I could say like the day when I hit Zayd. Okay, maybe that makes a bit more sense, right? The day when I hit Zayd. تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ All right, let's look at تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ Let me scroll down. تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ تَقُومُ is the fi'il. قَامَ يَقُومُ Okay? قَامَ يَقُومُ is the fi'il. Okay, let me put this here in your notes here. قام يقوم means to stand and also for something to be established, right? To be established. What does the muezzin say when the salah is about to start? قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة قامت is your fi'il الصلاة is your fa'il, right? The salah has been established. I.e. like they're about to pray. They're all standing. It's like, you know, the time for prayer is here. Right? The salah is established. We're all standing. It is time. Right? Would set work be set? Yes, set could also work. Yeah, for sure. Okay. تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ Now, تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ السَّاعَةُ is the hour. So, let's put... Taqumu is, by the way, ta, right? Yaqumu, he stands. Taqumu. Taqumu would mean what? She stands. Very nice. Taqumu is she, right? Taqumu. Now, and he or she, hidden pronoun he or she, do we look for outside fa'il? Yes or no? You can write. Yes, alhamdulillah. Right? Is as-sa'atu your outside fa'il? Yes. Why is taqumu she? Hidden pronoun she. Because as-sa'a is female. Ahsantum. Well done. Right? Because as-sa'a is female. So taqumu hidden pronoun she. Now, taqumu sa'a means the hour is established. The hour is established, you know, this is a expression that, you know, like, what's it called? Something is established, is like it's happening, right? It's taking place right now. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ The hour is established. What happens when the hour is established? It says, أَدْخِلُ, right? It says what? أَدْخِلُ. Right? Yes or no? أَدْخِلُ. Tell me the root letters of أَدْخِلُ. The Kho Lam. Now, I'd like you to tell me, what family is Adkhilu? One, two, or four? Tell me. When you send the message, it'll be private. Don't worry, just send it. You have a 33% chance of getting it right. One, two, or four. It is family four. Why is it family four? Those were saying four. So anybody can just explain that. The Hamzatul Qata, right? R to Sukun, very good. But also more precisely, or more importantly, or just as importantly, Hamzatul Qata. Yes. That is it. This is family four. Family four. Yeah. All right. Now, family four. Tell me the past tense, please. Again, you can type past tense. I'll start you with the Hamzatul Qata. a past tense first. Ahsan, sister with that. Okay. Adkhala, correct? Okay. Present tense, yes. Like Anzala. Anzala Yunzilu. Adkhala. Yudkhilu, very good. Yudkhilu. Okay, anzala, yunzilu, anzil. Right, when you do chop chop of this, right, you have dal. Right, you have this. But now, because it's family four, you return the hamzatul qata and it becomes adkhil. Correct? Yes or no? Very good, mashallah. So this is to insert. To insert or to enter someone into something, right? To throw someone into something. To insert or to throw someone into something. Now tell me, if I was to do adkhil, that is you insert, right? That's adkhil, correct? How would I say you both? How would I say that? Adkhila, we're doing the command tense. Adkhila, not the present tense. This is command. Adkhila, you all insert. That would be very good. Adkhilu. Okay, you female, insert. Adkhili, very nice. Ad khili. And you all female entered. That will be Ahsant. Ad khilna, right? All right, now we did that for a reason, didn't we? He did it for a reason. Adkhilu. All right. Translate adkhilu for me, please. Adkhilu. You all insert. Very good. You all insert ala. What does al mean? Ala means people. We will make this like public now, inshallah. This is okay. Family, right? Family people. Okay. Fir'auna. Fir'aun. Fir'aun, right? The Pharaoh. Ala Fir'aun. What is Ala Fir'auna? The family slash people of the Pharaoh. Yes? You with me, people? All right, I'm going to take a couple of minutes just to finish this point, and then we'll do the i'rab of this jumla. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. We'll do the i'rab of it, inshallah, like later. Okay? We'll do the i'rab of it later, but I need a minute to finish up this point because this is an important, important point. Okay, we got our new vocab. قَدَّرَ يُقَدِّرُ يُعْرَضُونَ قَامَ يَقُومُ أَدْخِلُ. Now we need to look at one last thing. One last thing for today. Right? What is that? أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Ready, أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ? Root letters are شِين دَال دَال. Correct? From that you get the word شَدِيد. Are we okay with this so far? Oh, don't give me the answer just yet. All right, do you remember this? Good, better, best. Ism tafdil. Good, hasan. Better, ahsanu min. The best. Huh? Al ahsan with al. Or it is mudaf to a definite mudaf ilayhi. Ahsanun nas, best of people. You remember this? Yes or no, people? He did this. Okay. Now, you have kathir, aktharu min al-akthar, kabir, akbaru min al-akbar, or akbarun nas, etc., etc. Okay? Now, we're going to add here what? What true letters? Sheen, dal dal. And what will I say here? The meaning is to be what? To be severe. Very nice. All right. Tell me, what is the good, i.e. the base word here? What's the Arabic word here for severe or intense? I like it. Both of those are good meanings here. Shadidun. Shadidun. Ahsantum. Okay. More severe. More severe would be. Yeah, if you're unsure, send it to me privately. I'm just putting it as host only. More severe. But I need just two words. More severe. In Arabic, there'll be two. Ah, ahsantum. It is ashaddu min, right? More severe. And of course, it's assumed you have something of ashaddu min Zayd, right? He's more severe than Zayd, for example. Now, I want you to tell me most severe. Most severe first with the al. First with the al. How would that be? Most severe with the al. Ahsan, Pradanish. This would be al. Ahsan, Sister Saliha. Basadim, Ahsan. Al Ashad. Al Ashaddu, correct? Now, tell me. I want this to be mudaf ilayhi to al-adhab. Al-adhabi. I want it to be mudaf ilayhi to that. Okay, tell me, what is it going to be? Most severe punishment. Ah. Ashaddu al-adhabi. Ahsantum. Ashaddu al-adhabi. Does that make sense? The most severe punishment. All right. Look, here is the thing. Let's quickly recap. The idea is most to something, right? In Arabic, this is how it works. To do good, better, best. You know, like normal, more, most. Huh? Or bad, worse, worst, right? To do that, what you have to do is the following. You begin with the base word, right? That's, and that could be anything. Hasan, Kathir, Habib, Batar, Shadid, it could be anything. But then the better is always going to be Ahsanu min, Aktharu min, Akbaru min, Ashaddu min. And then the most, right? Or the best or the worst would be a definite, i.e. with an al. Al ashaddu. Or it will be mudaf to a definite, mudaf ilayhi. So I made the mudaf ilayhi definite, al adhabi. And it will be ashaddu al adhabi, the most severe punishment. Now, alhamdulillah, comparative and superlative. Ahsan, brother Farhan. So now translate this last part and inshallah with that we'll conclude. أَدْخِلُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Insert the family of the Pharaoh. أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. The severest punishment. Yeah? All right, walhamdulillah, right? The most severe punishment. You see how it's the most, right? It's the most because of ashaddul adhabi. Yes or no, people? Walhamdulillah. Okay, we are going to do the running translation of this, inshallah, on Thursday. I'm going to leave this here. That's where we'll start off to do the running translation. And then we'll do the i'rab of this, inshallah ta'ala, on Thursday as well. But this was, there are easier examples, by the way, of Zarf Zaman Mukan. But I really like this example because it reviewed so many things. And by the way, inshallah, on Thursday, I'll tell you also something interesting about it. That there is the punishment of the barzakh versus the punishment of the fire of hell, right? The first part here is barzakh. The second part is the fire of hell. Inshallah, we'll discuss that inshallah on Thursday as well. Jazakumullahu khairan for sticking around a little extra so we can finish this. Inshallah, I'll see you all on Thursday with when we study hal, and I will ask you kayf al hal. All right, take care, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Inshallah, la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, the conjugation practice is something we all need. And inshallah, you are doing awesome in it. And the place to do it is the TA.